from Quality Radio Productions. It's another edition of The Jazz Scene. I'm Jake Longwell. Welcome to another hour of the best in jazz from the past and present, coming to you from New York's Finger Lakes region. Getting the hour underway with alto saxophonist Lee Konitz with the Bert Vandenbrink Trio. Bert Vandenbrink on piano, Hein van de Geyn bass, and Hans van Osterhout on drums, the last three musicians hailing from the Netherlands. This is a track from the 1998 release Dialogues, and while most of the album is a quartet release, on this track, Mr. Konitz sits out, and it's just the piano, bass, and drums. This is Spring Fever.
Thank you.
That's music from the George Adams Don Pullen Quartet. George Adams on tenor sax, Don Pullen piano, Cameron Brown bass, and Danny Richmond on drums. We heard Triple Overtime from the 1984 album Decisions, released on the Timeless label. Before that, a session recorded on March 26, 1947 in Paris. Django Reinhardt and the Quintet of the Hot Club of France. Django Reinhardt, of course, on lead guitar. Additional guitars, courtesy of Joseph Reinhardt and Jean Ferret. Stéphane Grappelli, violin, and Emmanuel Sudio on bass. Their interpretation of How High the Moon. That's available as part of a nice 3-CD set, which serves as an excellent introduction to Django and his music. The album Retrospective, 1934 to 1953. And we began the set and also the hour with a track from the album Dialogues, Lee Konitz with the Bert Vandenbrink Trio, that track just featuring the trio, Spring Fever. We'll begin this set with more sounds coming out of the Netherlands. At least the leader of this quartet is of Dutch origin, guitarist Jesse van Ruller, and a track from his album Circles on the Dutch Crisscross label, with Seamus Blake on tenor sax, Sam Jahl on organ, and Bill Stewart on drums. This is the opening track of the release, One. Thank you.
you should be here, so don't you think you may disappear. Just wait, you'll see that things will get clear. So learn that you will have to fight. Stop complaining about your life. Don't lay around, don't wait around, don't sit around, find your own path. Don't let yourself be down again, 'cause otherwise you'll be a wreck. From this moment, you'll have to follow your own dreams. Let this world have all its magic, do not change it. You just let it be, let your soul feel all the freedom. Learn to love it as it is. So don't you think you may disappear. Just wait, you'll see that things will get clear. So learn that you will have to fight. Stop complaining about your own life. Don't lay around, don't wait around, don't sit around, find your own path. Don't let yourself be down again, 'cause otherwise you'll be a wreck. From this moment, you'll have to follow your own. Let your soul feel all the freedom. Learn to love it as it is.
Thank you.
That's one from Russell Malone on guitar, leading his quartet with Rick Germanson on piano, Luke Selleck bass, and Willie Jones III drums. From All About Melody, a 2016 release on the High Note label, we heard Sound for Sore Ears. Before that, Romanian-born jazz singer Elena Mindru and her Third Stream Quartet. Third Stream refers to a style of music combining jazz and classical idioms. Elena Mindru, who now resides in Helsinki, Finland, where she is continuing her education in jazz, is part of a young generation of up-and-coming European jazz masters. She's already won numerous awards from different festivals and competitions across Europe. We turn to her 2016 release, Quartphonic, released on her own EM Records label. On that track, she was backed by Tuomas Turunen on piano, Eero Seppä bass, and Anssi Tirkkunen on drums. We heard Let You Be. And we began the set with another guitarist, this time Jesse van Ruler from the Netherlands, leading his quartet through One, as in O-N-E, the opening track from the album Circles. It is the Jazz Scene. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with the program, the email address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And if you want more info about the show, such as playlists, or if you'd like to stream this and previous episodes in the series at your convenience, then please visit our website, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. This is the Jazz Scene 1612. Well, we've reached the final set of music for this hour, and we'll begin with a classic from Miles Davis, and probably one of his best-selling releases of all time, 1959's Kind of Blue, with his legendary late 50s sextet, featuring two iconic sax players, Cannonball Adderley on alto, John Coltrane on tenor, Bill Evans on piano, except for one track featuring Wynton Kelly instead of Bill, Paul Chambers bass, and Jimmy Cobb on drums. This is All Blues. Thank you. closing the hour with a track from the album Like Minds. The album featuring a quintet consisting of five iconic jazz musicians, all of whom have been longtime friends and have collaborated with one another in various groups since the 1970s. This album, a 1998 release. Chick Corea on piano, Gary Burton on vibes, Pat Metheny on guitar, Dave Holland on bass, and Roy Haynes on drums. We heard Windows. Speaking of jazz legends, we heard from six of them before that. From 1959, the Miles Davis Sextet, with Cannonball Adderley, John Coltrane, Bill Evans, Paul Chambers, and Jimmy Cobb, in addition to Miles, of course, on trumpet. From Kind of Blue, we heard All Blues. That does it for this hour of jazz. I'm Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. I hope you enjoyed my selections. Tune in again when you can for another edition of The Jazz Scene. The Jazz Scene is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.